It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You're listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz here in Las Vegas at Freedom Fest 2016. It's actually the 10th Freedom Fest, the fifth one that I have personally attended. And I'm here with Nicholas Sarwark, the chairman of the National Libertarian Party, and really appreciate you being here with us, Nicholas. And hey, welcome. So I want to give you a quote right now from one of my favorite humorists and, a great satirist and a pretty brilliant guy. He said, I am not a member of any organized political party. I am a Democrat. Well, the same could be said for libertarians these days, don't you think?
It used to be true. We're actually getting a lot better organized. We've been fighting to build a political party in this country that stands for everyone's freedoms all of the time. The right of every American to pursue happiness any way they choose, as long as they don't hurt anyone else and they don't take their stuff. And we're the only political party that actually stands for that in this country. And over the course of those 45 years, we've built active affiliates in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. We're on track to have our presidential candidate, Gary Johnson, on the ballot in all 50 states. There'll be two other people on the ballot in all 50 states, but they both kind of suck. So, you know, I think it took a long time to get to this point, but we had our biggest national convention ever in Orlando over Memorial Day weekend. We had more media coverage than I've seen. I've been involved in the party since the late 90s. And so I think it's still the Democrats that are disorganized.
Okay, so last year, same place, same time, we had the largest Freedom Fest in history. And why was that so? Because Donald Trump appeared.
You know, I did see the gentleman from New York speak at that Freedom Fest. I noticed it was a weird room because about half the room was clapping and about half the room was sitting on their hands being bombarded with a word salad that made no sense.
Well, so here we are. We're getting to the election. We're getting down to it. So Gary Johnson really does have an outstanding record of accomplishment. I mean, a guy who's not afraid to take on the entrenched powers as governor of New Mexico, wielded the veto pen over 1,000 times, wasn't afraid to come in under budget, ahead of schedule. How does he connect with the American public to actually have a chance at this thing?
You know, I think it's just a matter of getting the name recognition, getting to introduce him to the voters. You know, if you take the presidential election, you look at it as a job interview for a fairly important job. If you strip off the party labels, you strip off the names, and you just look at resume between Governor Johnson and the presumptive nominees of the two old parties, Governor Johnson is just the most qualified to be president at this time. He was a successful two-term governor in New Mexico, elected as a Republican in a heavily Democratic state, and then reelected in a heavily Democratic state. So he's successful at managing divided government, coming in under budget. And you have him up against, you know, a reality show star and a lackluster Secretary of State. I mean, there's no contest. So if you look at it as doing what's best for the country, you have to vote Libertarian this election.
Well, my own personal loyalties, hey, I'm here. but look, got to get him into the debates.
Right.
All right. This is a two-party corrupt system. Really, if there was any justice in the world, if Department of Justice wasn't completely corrupt, we would have two huge RICO trials and every party official would be behind bars. But that isn't the case. The parties control access to the ballot, mostly, and they control access to the debates. How are you going to get him into those debates?
Well, it's clear, and you can look at the non-prosecution of the former Secretary of State, that power protects power in this country, that there's a different system of justice for those who are well-connected than for those who are not well-connected. But regardless of that, we don't quit trying. So we're actually plaintiff, the Libertarian Party's plaintiff, in two separate lawsuits against, one against the Commission on Presidential Debates on antitrust grounds that's currently, I believe, in motions for summary judgment. And then one, joining with Peter Ackerman from Americans Elect, that's actually suing the FEC to make them enforce their rules, because the CPD at this point puts on a bipartisan campaign commercial that's well over the caps and they get to tax deductibility. So it's just trying to make the government follow its own rules. If both of those lawsuits don't work, you know, Governor Johnson's polling anywhere from 10 to 16%. And then if you go out into crosstabs, he's polling even higher than that. If we can stabilize above 15 and start getting every polling company to poll his name, then we have a good shot of getting in through the front door, even if the lawsuits don't work.
Yeah, well, certainly it's an uphill battle. You know, the deck is stacked against them. There's no question about it. The two-party system is a two-party system for a reason. They like it that way. You know, when you look back in American history, Nick, there was never a provision by the founding fathers to ever have political parties. And yet here we are stuck with them. How do you, as chairman of the Libertarian Party, how do you help diminish the power that these parties possess?
You know, we just keep fighting. We don't accept failure as an option. I've been doing this my entire adult life. I have three little kids that I want to grow up in a freer country than I grew up in. And honestly, the two old parties, I call them old parties because not only are they older than we are, but demographically, they're old and they are dying and they will die. If you look at voter registration numbers over the past few years, the Libertarian Party is the only political party in this country that's growing. The Democrats are down, the Republicans are down, the Greens are down, the Constitution Party is down. Only the Libertarians are growing, and we're growing by leaps and bounds because our message is the message of America. It's this idea that you can run your life better than somebody else can, and that you should get out of this mold of deciding which bully you're going to elect to run your life. I mean, it's just, it's insane. You know, we're just not going to stand up for it anymore. We're not going to take the options that we're being given. We're going to make other options, and we're going to give that option to every single American. So if you're fed up with it, if you're tired of having bullies run your life, vote Libertarian. Vote Libertarian up and down your ballot. It sends a message, you know. Spear Lancaster, who ran for governor in Maryland as a Libertarian, used to tell me that some politicians are dumb, some politicians are corrupt, but every single politician can count. And they can count Libertarian votes, and they know that when you have a block of people who are politically engaged, who are saying, I won't take it anymore, things will change.
Okay, but now we look at the Democratic primary that just concluded. And Hillary, whether she ever really had a serious challenge from Bernie Sanders or whether it was just a distraction from her other issues. But we got these millennials who a majority appear anyway to think that socialism is a viable alternative to capitalism. And, you know, from what I've seen and from my own children, they don't seem to really understand economics very well. Hell, I'm in this business and my kids don't get it and I can't get it through their thick skulls. I mean, how do we connect with the millennials and make them understand that libertarianism and certainly free markets and being free to decide your own economic and personal fate is really the best alternative and has worked in every country where it's been tried, whereas we look at socialism, the latest exemplar of that is Venezuela. I mean, how do we get this message through to our children and all of these kids out there who've been intentionally dumbed down by governmental indoctrination centers, also known as schools?
You know, we have to connect with people with the problems that they perceive that they have, not the problems that we want to talk about. You know, a lot of the economic thinking in the libertarian movement and the Libertarian Party is often presented in words and in language that means something to people who are already into it. You know, it's economists talking to economists. And the problem is, economics is boring. However, you know, I think millennials are very tapped in to a free market economy. I mean, if you look at the popularity of Uber, if you look at Airbnb, if you look at the gig economy, if you look at side hustles, you know, this is a generation that's growing up in an economy that doesn't have the same opportunities that it used to have. That's why Senator Sanders got so much support, is these are people who are struggling to make their way in a world that's changing, but they're adapting and they're overcoming. You know, they're not sitting down and going, oh gosh, I just don't have any money. You know, they're getting Uber on their phone and they're, you know, giving rides to people. They're renting out their spare room. They're choosing not to buy a car. They're making a lot of economic choices that are actually pretty savvy and cover a lot of carrying costs and time value of money stuff. They may not think of it in those terms, but that's what they're doing. And they're doing it because they're trying to have a successful life. You know, it's very heartening to me that if you look, you cross-tab out those poll numbers, Johnson's doing better than his old party opponents amongst millennials. Millennials love libertarians because we understand what the problems are. We just have better solutions for them, you know, and I think they've been sadly disappointed by the senator from Vermont. You know, I know that if somebody's in the pocket of the banks, they're called a corporate shill, but I'm not sure, what do you call somebody who shills for a corporate shill? Is that, I mean, is there, I guess senator is what you would say.
Uber shill. One final question.
Sure.
So millennials saddled with $1 trillion worth of college debt, all right? So libertarians, obviously we have to talk in ways, in numbers that the millennials get. We got to come up with a solution for the millennial debt bomb, debt burden, or they're going to be debt serfs for the rest of their lives. How do we help them address this debt burden that the socialists and the Republicans have helped them or have convinced them to undertake in search of a better life?
You know, we have to get to the structural problem with student debt in this country, and that's that you've created an economic floor for, you know, basically as a favor to the big banks. The government has subsidized this debt and made it non-dischargeable paper in bankruptcy. That's the first structural thing that has to change, is you can't have student loan debt that will follow you around until you're dead. That's not acceptable. So if we make student loans dischargeable in bankruptcy, if we remove the government subsidy for higher education, then the schools would actually have to compete on price and quality, as opposed to now, you know, tuition is set at whatever the federal subsidized loan cap is, plus however much I think I can charge as a premium. That's a problem we made. And now we have this giant overhang of worthless paper. You know, my family, we have a car business. We do subprime financing. I understand the difference between good paper and bad paper. This is bad paper that we're not allowed to write down because the law says so, you know, and it's basically a kickback to the big banks.
Oh, yeah, I was kind of involved in the Bankruptcy Reform Act that took place earlier last decade, and that got snuck in, effectively allowing, thought it was going to be just public loans guaranteed by the government, but it turned out to be private loans that became non-dischargeable as long as you could deduct the interest. So anyways, people want to find out more about the Libertarian Party and why it's the way to go, Nick. Where do they go on the web?
So lp.org is the Libertarian Party site. If you want to find out more about Governor Johnson, johnsonweld.com is where you can find out more about Gary Johnson and his running mate, Bill Weld. You can find us on Facebook, on Twitter. I'm at N Sarwark. I'm Nicholas Sarwark on Facebook. I have a blue checkmark page. You know, get involved. Get involved locally. We don't have to accept what we are given. You know, I was told once in life that you get what you tolerate. And we're going to stop tolerating the government bureaucrats trying to run our lives for us.
I agree with you on that, and that's the story of my last marriage. Nick, thanks so much for coming on. Link will be found, as always, in the show notes to this interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. While you're there, sign up for our free newsletter. Be back in Florida later on in end of the week. Nick, been a pleasure. Thanks so much for taking time out, and best of luck, and let's send them all a message this election.
Thank you so much.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next.
Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports.
The Financial Survival Network.
It's all about what's next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.